This podcast replay is brought to you by 3A Sports Graphics. 3A Sports Graphics is more than shirts. They're passionate about the custom gear that brings what you love to life. Call them at 786-251-3404.
And boys and girls, yes, sir, it is Friday. Big day today. Huge day today. And it ain't about any sorry-ass playing game by the Heat. I don't give a shit about that. That's, you know, I care. I want to watch it and all that. And I hope they win, but yeah, no, no. It's about the having today, baby. We've been waiting. This is a four-year thing. You know, every 4 years we put some shitbag in the White House. Doesn't matter if he's Republican or Democrat. Well, you know, it's not really something I look forward to every 4 years. This I've been waiting for 4 years. So, it's just kind of nice, you know. By the way, anybody, like, took a little bit of that dip last night in 59-60? I did. Although, I was waiting for it to go a little deeper into 59 because it went to, like, 59.5. And then it just took off. And now it's at 65, so I don't know. And so, it's interesting. The halving is tonight around 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. And you're now flirting back with the all-time high of 67.8, I think it was. And then the real all-time high is 73.7 right now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, you know. I don't think it's going to be like, here comes the halving, and then goes like this parabolic rise. Or whatever. No, but we're going to bounce back now, and 90 is the next stage. 85, 95, right around there. We're going to be in that window. 90, we'll go right in the middle. But that's the next stage. It's about to pop. It's about to pop. So anybody that took advantage last night, I was watching. I sent a couple of my friends a little warning. Yo, we're in the buying zone again. So we'll see. I can't wait to show you. You know, the experiment that I did for you guys during this dip alone, our investment, and then you're going to see the profits and everything at the same time. So it's pretty cool. And we'll show you, because we did, we purchased just over 2K of Bitcoin in this dip right here. Just this dip here. We most of that money I was going to use for altcoins and probably make more money in the bull run here. But I wanted to experiment and show you guys, because it doesn't matter where it dips, you're going to have an opportunity to make some money. So we did like a little bit over 2K of an investment, and we're going to show you the profits now when this thing takes off. You're going to go, whoa, wow. But okay, my bank account doesn't do that. My savings account doesn't do that. My money market account doesn't do that. In fact, nothing I invest in does that. And look at the stage it's in. So because too many people are like, they think they got in too late. So tonight is really exciting, because the halving cuts the amount of Bitcoin that is mined daily from 900 to 450. And these ETFs are chewing up more than that every day on average. On top of that, Hong Kong gets online on the 30th of this month. So they're going to start buying. And then Japan's going to start buying. And the Arab nations still haven't gotten in, and Europe hasn't gotten full board. So it's going to be this buildup now, and it's going to explode, and people are going to freak out. The general public, a lot of you will start getting in when it goes to 90 and 100, you know, after the fact. So not when I told you at 16 or 18 or 20 or 25. You know what I love? The idiot that reaches out. Oh, it's a fraud. Well, wait a minute, dude. If you listen to me and you bought it at 20 and you sold it at 40, what's so fraudulent about it? You made double your money and you're out. If you listen to me and bought it at 25 and sold it at 50, you doubled your money, you're out. If you listen to me and you bought it at 30 and you sold it at 60, you doubled your money and you're out. You know, so there's plenty of opportunities to double your money if you wanted to. Now, if you bought it at 16 and you hold it now at 65, oh my God, your money is 4 or 5 times now. Pretty good. So it can't be fraudulent if I gave you something early and you had plenty of time to make money and get out if you wanted to. Stupid people get out. like the people that have sold here right before the halving, oh my God, these are morons. But, you know, unless it's an emergency, you need the money. Hey, you need the money. That can happen to all of us. I see Ocala Joe. Ocala Joe, once again, I want to thank you, sir. Appreciate you and Lourdes, your wife, coming by and saying hi to us at Hialeah Park. I appreciate it. Always love it when you guys come by. You know, I should have brought you guys some big old t-shirts. So, you know, do me a favor, Ocala Joe. How about this? Let's make a deal. Send me your address where I can mail you and Lourdes a big old t-shirt. Okay. I'm going to mail you guys a pair of big old t-shirts. Do me a favor. All right. Send me a message and send me your address in that message, and I'll send you a pair of big old t-shirts. Okay. We'll mail them out to you. I'll have the wife mail them out to you. Let's see. If you didn't take advantage of the dips, you'll regret it soon. I'm ready for this to start booming. Oh, thanks again. You're welcome, my brother. You're welcome. All of you are welcome. Those of you are that are, you know, you got in early with me and I told you about it. You're all still way in the green. Even with this dip, you're way in the green still. What you did, if you're smart in this dip, like you bought extra Neutron, you lowered your sailor price, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you bought something later. You know, we're going to have David Ferronis at 10:30. I didn't mention it to him anymore, but I mentioned to him like Polygon and all that. And when it was like at 90 something cents and a dollar, and it went to like a dollar 15 or 20. Now it went down to like 70 something, 80. You know, these are opportunities. I'm sure he didn't take advantage, but you know, just shit like that, man. These are opportunities, you know, and then you could get your Polygon and you can stake it in certain places and earn 4 or 5%. So it's paying off for itself even more, you know. There's a lot of ways to make money, and it's just, I just wish some of you would take advantage of it. But it is what it is. So today I am excited, super excited, because I've been, this is like our Super Bowl here. This is when you cross the finish line after guys like Kyle Cockrell and Ocala Joe and some of you guys that I know invest, you know, Lisa, you know, guys like that and ladies like that that invest. We've been building up for this and waiting for a couple of years and buying low and holding and hodling. So this is the moment, man. This is where we cross the threshold, and then we really start to see the explosive movement over the next 6 to 12 months. This is the exciting part of it, man. It's going to be absolutely freaking awesome. And then you watch the rest of the world get in, because, you know, people will catch up. Tons of excitement. There's only more excitement at Caneswear right now because they've got their 14th anniversary sale going on. So go see Brett and all the people. They got a ton of sales going on. Remember, use our code BIGO10. You will get 10% off. All right, so BIGO10, Caneswear, online at caneswear.com, or if you go in person. Remember, online, for those of you that want it, you know, mailed in, if you order over $99, you will get free shipping. So Jeff, John, all the great people out there at Caneswear, man, they're going to get it done for you. So make sure you check it out there at Caneswear, man. Good people. Caneswear.com. They got anything and everything with the Canes logo on it, practically. Dolphins, Marlins, Panthers, Inter, Heat, all kinds of stuff. So check it out there at Caneswear. All right. We've got, Marlins were postponed last night, so they will have a doubleheader on Saturday. Today at 2:20 at Wrigley Field. So we'll get a little afternoon baseball, even if it's bad baseball from the Marlins. Although Lusardo, we'll see if he can pitch well. I mean, it's 7.6 ERA. It hasn't been good. We got the Heat game tonight. No Butler, as you all know, with the MRI and the sprained MCL. He's done. And no Rozier. So we'll see. Duncan is kind of questionable. Let's see what we got here. Chat board wise, I see Cosa Nostra is in. What's in store for the weekend? Celebration, baby. Celebration. Everything we've worked so hard for is here. And now is when the real stuff starts over the next 6 to 12 months. This is what we've been waiting for, bro. So the halving is here tonight. It's freaking awesome. Anyway, so that's what's in store. Joseph says, with our coach and the true Heat culture, I'm confident that Miami won't disappoint tonight. How about you, Big O? I don't have a lot of confidence for tonight. I'm sorry. Maybe Bam shows up. Maybe Tyler shows up. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not counting on him, to be quite honest. What I saw from the Bulls the other night is better than the Heat. You know? So, no, I don't have the confidence. I wish I had confidence, but I don't have confidence. It's been a 500 team for 44 games. They have not impressed me in any way, shape, or form. There's some individual things I really like about the team, some of the young guys. They've got solid role players, but, you know, they never really show me this kind of stuff in these kind of moments. Hopefully, you know, they have their moment today. It would be nice. But, you know, I get it. You get into the playoffs, which is cool, but they've got no shot against the Celtics without Jimmy Butler. Zero. They will get swept. It will be an embarrassment watching that series. They're going to run them right off the court. So, no, I don't have confidence. The spine of that team is gone. There is no spine. I've never seen a spine from Bam or from Tyler. I'm still waiting. You know, you idiots out there. Oh, no, wait till Tyler's healthy. He'll do it. No, wait, wait, wait. No, this is Tyler's moment. Oh, no, no. Now this is Tyler. No, yeah, Tyler knows he's got to come through here. No, Tyler will come, you know. So I'm done with that, dude. I've been done with that for a while now. So a bunch of role players have to win tonight. And so you got to hope that a role player or two get hot tonight. There's no leader on that team. Bam's not a leader. Tyler's not a leader. Caleb hasn't done enough to become a leader. Neither has Triple J. Neither is anyone on that team. There are no leaders. There's nobody that says, Jimmy's not here, I'm taking over. There's no guy that is, you know, remember that video of Braxton Berrios being held back right outside the Canes locker room? You remember that video, right? And it was like a caged animal, you know, because Braxton is that guy that is just like aggressive, right? A tough little guy. Remember that video? For those of you that remember that video, it went kind of viral locally. I don't know. I'm not saying it went national. So a lot of you that don't follow the Canes, you won't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But usually there's like a upstart young player that's hiding behind the star. And he's trying to, like, stick his head out there every once in a while during the game. And the second the star sits down, he wants to take over. And you've seen those kind of guys, right? Who's that? Who's that guy on the Heat right now that is dying to be selfish? Bam has no selfish in him. Every superstar has selfless and selfish in them, because there's a moment for everything. That's what a star knows. A star knows when he's not going well or she's not going well, but she or he uses their skills to help others because they bring so much attention because they're stars. And then there's these moments where the star knows, fucking on. I'm fucking on. Get the hell out of my way. And everybody else on the team knows, he's fucking on. Get out of his way. Right? You've heard Doug Collins. All that play was just give it a mic and everybody get out of the way. You've heard Spo. Yeah, that play was basically give it a wait and everybody get out of the way. You know, you've seen that before. Different coaches have said that. Yeah, no. We were just, hey, no, just feed Marshawn Lynch. It's over. Just keep feeding him. He's on. Who's that? Who's the guy on the Heat? Who's the mother effer that says, hey, guys, so Jimmy's out. Who cares? Yeah, he's awesome. Let's go. I'm going to lead us. Let's go. Who's that guy? Who's that guy? Tell me. I'm sitting there outside the hamburger bowling joint. Grease 2. Who's that guy? Who? Who is it on the Miami Heat? Tell me. I don't know who it is. And so how am I going to have confidence? There's no son of a bitch on the Miami Heat anymore right now. The son of a bitch has got an injured knee ligament. That's the, and Terry Rozier has SOB in him. He has a little bit of it, actually. And he's out, too, with the neck injury. And so that tells me I got nothing for you, bro. I got nothing for you. So I'll watch, I'll root, I'll hope for the best, but I'm expecting them to get eliminated by the Bulls. The Bulls are hungry. They want this badly. So we'll see. DeRozan's more of a dog than anybody else that the Miami Heat have. So that's where I stand with the Heat tonight. Steven Gonzalez is in the house. He's got his barbecue ready to go. Let's go, Cats. Yeah, that's right, baby, Sunday. Jay Gelfin is in. If anyone steps up to be a star for the Heat tonight with Jimmy out, or do they step up as a team? Well, you got my take on it, Jay. You know, Kyle Cockrell, Miles Deep is in Vegas. Let's hope that he can pull this one out of their ass. I'm not holding my breath, guys and gals. One-Eyed Jack, the Bitcoin halving is upon us. I can't wait. True Finn Fan farted again. Let's see. True Finn Fan, have you been recruited by the Jewish Army? They are now attacking. They might need you. Alex Palenzuela, Ray Sosa. This is just like last year's playing game against the Bulls where all confidence is gone in the Heat. No Jimmy. That's the difference. No Jimmy. Sneak Attack is in. Ray Varnikas, what have you heard from your sources regarding the Dolphin draft best player available? Brother, when it comes to, they are super tight right now. They're not talking draft. Not getting shit out of that place for that. Okay. So Levi, you lowered your ondo. You're a stud, bro. You're a stud. You're a freaking stud. That's another one. You know what I mean? I mean, I gave it to you guys a lot lower still, but it was at 90 and it was at a dollar and then it went way down. So you took advantage. What is it? It's like a 30% drop or something. Good for you, dude. You're a stud. You're a stud, Levi. Ocala Joe is in. The wife and I are riding the Bitcoin money train. Have a great show. Damn right. Crypto Fins is in. That's another one taking advantage from the Big Apple via Broward County. Willie is in Colombia. Joey LaSalle, do you have any players you think Dolphins will pick at 21? I've already talked about it several times, dude.
I'm a Latu guy. As I've said many, many times, that's the guy that I want the most is Latu. Okay. And if not, then we go offensive lineman, you know, something like that. But Latu is the guy that I want badly at 21. Next week, you're going to have a ton of draft talk. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. So we will, you know, take it to the 10th power next week. I just haven't gone crazy because I don't want to repeat the same shit over and over again every day. You know, it's kind of like cut back on Dolphin Insiders because it just gets redundant and there's just too much and, you know, not enough like breaking news or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that provides the most breaking news as it is. So it's just that the redundancy is just too much. I get tired of asking the same question to four different people, you know? So I just, I'm just a different part of my life that I'm just not going to get bogged down with the same boring minutia and repeat all that shit. So it'll be nice and fresh next week, leading right up to the draft. So that's kind of the way I've done it this year. Bull market about to escalate soon. You know it. You know it. Fernando Perez, Roderick Freeman. I don't see the Heat winning tonight, but if they do, the Celtics have stars and the Heat only have one star and they won't be playing. I don't think the Heat have a star anymore. I don't think Jimmy Butler is a star anymore. Let's cut through the bullshit. Why don't we? Okay. Let's cut through the bullshit. This is a lot of bullshit going on. Jimmy Butler is done, cooked, history in the archives. Are we clear on that? Are we any more clear on that? He's no longer a star. Stars carry you through the regular season and into the postseason. He no longer can do that. He's proven that multiple years now. And karma bit Jimmy Butler in the ass. Why? Because your laziness and because you don't want to work during the regular season, you ended up in the play-in. But if you would have worked hard and you would have put the time in the regular season, you would have climbed up on the standings, you would have never played this game, and you would have never gotten injured. Pero quieres ser un descarado and you want to coast, you want to kick, push, and coast in the regular season and do nothing and lay no groundwork and put nothing into the regular season. So you get nothing out of the regular season. So now it puts you into the most difficult position in the postseason. And guess what happened? You got injured. Meanwhile, the Celtics and all the other teams that earned higher spots and the Pacers and all that, they're all sitting down relaxing where you could have been, Jimmy, sniffing coffee beans for days until you had to play again. But karma bit you in the ass. Karma bit the Miami Heat in the ass. Why? Because Jimmy Butler is a broken down player. He only has flashes of brilliance. He no longer is brilliance. He is no longer a star. A star is Tyrese Haliburton, who will carry you all year long. That's a star. A star is Jalen Brunson, who carries you all year long. And Jalen Brunson se está echando aire for the whole week while Jimmy Butler has to work and get injured. Because you want to be a smart ass. Because you want to be un descarado. Because you want to coast. Because you want to be lazy. Because you don't want to live up to your responsibility. Bro, you signed a contract for an entire year to play games. You did nothing. And guess what? As Mr. Wonka would say, you get nothing.
Are we going to be honest? Are we going to talk about what actually happened? Or are you going to sit there and whine like a little bitch that Batum pushed Tyler at half court? How about Tyler actually keeping his little fragile ass on the court so he can help his team not be a play-in team? How about that? You know, the guy that you've been saying you think he's reliable when he never is, and then now when you needed him in a play-in game, he shit the bed. Are we going to be honest here? Are we actually going to talk about it? Because you're not going to hear this on QAM. Nobody's BBs are big enough at QAM to say that, because guess what? I no longer work at QAM. Because I'm the only one that had the balls on a flagship station to say whatever's going on with the Panthers, the Heat, the Marlins, the Dolphins, whatever was on the station. Because, you know, you might have some guys that'll dance around it a little bit, but they're not going to talk about it. They're not really going to talk about it. So are we going to be honest? Because that's why you tune in here, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. They're not going to give it to you in the heat minute. They're not going to give you this on Saturday when they're talking about, you know, the Heat show. You're not going to get it on the pregame show. Okay? All right? The Heat have taken the lazy route, and they got cooked by the lazy route. They got lucky last year with the Giannis injury, and everything kind of went their way, and they're really not that good. And then by the time they got to the finals, they got treated like what they are. An upstart little team that just surprised everybody and got there, but really didn't belong there. So, you know, let's stop with the bullshit already. Jimmy Butler got what he ended up earning. You know, that's all. You didn't put shit into the regular season, dude. And guess what? The regular season turned around and screwed you without Vaseline. It's over. And the run is over. Jimmy Butler's done. Everything is done with Jimmy Butler. It's over. He's no longer a star. There are no stars on this team. And Jimmy Butler, I already killed all of you with the Bam bullshit for years now. All of you with Bam, get your homer ass into the bush. Go disappear already with all your Bam bullshit. He's a super role player, like I've said from day one. Never been a star. And now, no more with Jimmy Butler. He was a star. He can't play like a star. So stars don't just show up. They don't take off the regular season and then say, well, I'll show up in the playoffs. That's not what stars do. Sorry. That's not what a star does. So if he can't help you in the standings during the regular season, he's not a star. So if his body can't hold up, he's not a star. And by the way, in the first quarter, what, the steals? Offensively, he didn't look anything. Wasn't doing anything. It was a couple of lazy passes by the Sixers that they kept getting burned. And it was like, great, thanks, bro. You guys are kind of stupid. And it's like, focus on your passing. It's like, you know who you're playing? Like, that guy's the best at being in the passing lanes. Very few are better than Jimmy Butler doing that. And they kept getting fooled. Lazy passes. And then Miami did the lazy passing at the end of the game. It's funny because it's like there's a double standard. Oh, the Heat are playing great. Well, yeah, but the Sixers are also turning over the ball with some laziness and all that kind of stuff. But, okay, don't mention it now. Go ahead. And then you see the turnovers at the end for the Heat. And then that was kind of the difference in the game too. And it's kind of, you know, it goes both ways. But
Some people can't be objective about it. So if you're objective about it, that team's got no stars. It's over. Over. And Jimmy Butler got exactly what he put into the regular season. He put nothing into it, and karma bit him in the ass. Because if he put something into it, he would have been resting, relaxing, sniffing coffee beans. That's what he would have. That's what he was supposed to be doing with the Pacers and the Knicks and the Celtics. They're all sitting there sniffing coffee beans. And now where's Jimmy Butler? Hobbled in a corner with a knee that has a mango in it. So Jimmy Butler got burned by karma. The Heat got burned by karma, an organization that is known for working and everybody working, top to bottom. Doesn't matter who is in that organization, they're all exceptional employees. I'm telling you, I've dealt with them for over 30 years. That's one of the best organizations, top to bottom. The people in that organization are exceptional. They've never had an employee like Jimmy Butler. No one is allowed to act like Jimmy Butler because there's no days off for the Miami Heat. Are you fucking kidding me? You ever go meet Tim Donovan and Rob Wilson and company? Those are the hardest working mofos I've ever seen in my life, bro. Meanwhile, the top star in the entire organization says F you to the rest of the season. That's unheard of in the Heat organization, dude. So guess what happened now? What they never do bit them in the ass because that's not their culture. Their culture is not taking shit off. Jimmy Butler takes an entire regular season off 2 years in a row, and it finally bit him in the ass. Let's talk some football. David Ferronis and our Welt and Raum Miami Dolphins report.
All rise, football fans, as the Welt and Raum Miami Dolphins report with David Ferronis is in session.
Welt and Raum has more than 62 years of litigation experience handling insurance disputes. They are committed to resolving even the toughest insurance claims quickly. Call them for a free consultation. 954-966-4646. Here's Miami Dolphins insider, David Ferronis.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, sir. How are you feeling?
Good morning, man. Well, after hearing everything you were saying about this Heat season and the way the regular season bit them in the ass, I'm not feeling as good this morning. But, man, I mean, it's true.
Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. They kind of played the whole year. Like last season's going to happen again.
You've been on the Heat beat many times, right?
I mean, not many times. I was backup for a season.
Okay.
And have followed them my whole life, so.
No, but yeah, that doesn't mean shit. I love the part. No, I'm being honest, bro. The part that you were a beat guy.
Yeah.
You dealt with them. Just walk me through the employees, the people you deal with every day. Just tell me about the employees of the Miami Heat.
I mean, class organization, people you deal with are all top notch. Everyone across the board. I mean, most.
Does it look like Tim Donovan or Rob Wilson ever fucking sleep?
No. No. And they are ready to help you at any moment. And then if you screw up and you're late, I even had him. Well, I was kind of late, but then they had like moved up the availability and they were like holding things for me to get there as I was parking one
Have
time.
Have you ever met a more thorough organization than the Miami Heat?
Yeah, you can just tell it's top to bottom. That's how they decide to run things.
Does anybody work like Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat? Does anybody take 6 months off?
Oh, nah.
Do they take 6 minutes off?
Yeah, all right, let alone. Yeah.
I am serious about this. I have been around these people. This is the best run organization. I've been in this business 34 years. I've seen them all, bro. I don't give a shit if you're the Matadors, You're the Miami FC. You're the Magic Jack. You're the Marlins, the Panthers, whatever. Bro, I've done it all. I've covered them all. There's no organization. Yes, I'm putting everybody in second place. I've never seen an organization top to bottom like the Miami Heat. Ever. Ever. It's not even close. Everyone else has been dysfunctional, screwed up, whatever. The second Riley took over, bro, it was organized. It was perfected. It's been exceptional. And then comes Jimmy Butler. And yeah, he has completely derailed everything that they do. They won't say it. They'll never say it.
Let's not go off the rails. I mean, Jimmy Butler did get to the 2020 finals, the 23 finals, a game away from the 22 finals. So,
I know.
I mean, that 4-year run exceeded expectations. So we can't say.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that Jimmy Butler's run wasn't amazing. It's great. It's fantastic. It's whatever. But it's over, bro. It's over already. Decaro ya sacao. You know, you got by last year, coasting the whole regular season. You got lucky with the Giannis injury and all that stuff. And eventually, you know, you got to the finals, but you didn't belong anywhere on that court with that team. So it is what it is. But you tried to pull the same bullshit again this year, and it burned you, bro, because this is not the way it goes. You don't coast in the regular season, and all of a sudden, yeah, we're going to go to the finals every year. You know, and then you end up, you know, convincing fans, you know, hypnotizing them. Don't worry. We don't need to try in the regular season.
Right, we do this. Yeah.
Way to do it. No, it's not, bro.
Yeah. And what hurts even more is that the Knicks as the 2 seed were only 4 games better than the Heat. So there were so many spots that they could have avoided the play in, gotten into matchups again, you know, like a get into a matchup against a Giannis-less Bucks. You know, play the Magic or someone in the first round. You know, even the Knicks, you handled them last year in the postseason and avoid this play-in, but then you end up in it, and that's what happens.
Yeah, man. It's just absolutely ridiculous. All right, so what are you looking at 21 finally? What do you think? Because to me, it looks like they're going to stay there and get a really good player since all these quarterbacks are going to go early.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's going to be a lot of quarterbacks that go. So then I think that really bodes well to allow players that maybe otherwise wouldn't fall to 21 to stick around. But still, I think a lot of the targets that we all know and love that we've talked about with the Dolphins, a lot of them will be gone. Yeah, Jared Verse will be gone by then. Lyle Tulatu, Byron Murphy. But if one of those guys are around, then go for it. But I do like the trade down scenario if you have multiple offensive linemen like the Jackson Powers Johnson and Graham Barton. I do like to try and find a trade down partner. I know Chris Greer says some of those conversations are taking place now, but then a lot of it happens once actual draft day comes. So I'm sure they've heard from teams that are saying, hey, you know, if we have a certain guy that we're looking at 21, then we might be giving you a call. And I'd love that for the Dolphins if they're able to get a Graham Barton who – his athletic style could fit the wide zone blocking scheme. And then you can move down and still snag him. And then you add a third round pick. So you don't have a 100 pick gap between your second round selection and a fifth round pick. Then I'd love that for the Dolphins as well.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting move. I don't know if I want to trade down because I want to get the best lineman I have available at that point, whether it's a pass rusher or an offensive lineman. That's the only risk that you run because then, you know, if there's 2 or 3 guys, but you get the lesser of those 3 guys, I would be unhappy with that. So Jackson Powers Johnson or Guyton, although I'm really hoping Latu is there, bro, because Latu for me would be the perfect addition. You know, unfortunately, Jared Verse is not going to get there. That's for sure. And neither is Brock Bowers.
Right.
That would be nice. Although yesterday the casino manager, Steve Calabro, goes, I think Brock Bowers is going to fall to us. And I said to him, well, Brock Bowers falls to us, I'm taking you to a steak dinner with the wife. Okay. So, so I hope Brock Bowers, it's going to cost me a couple hundred dollars, but it'll be well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Bowers lands the dog. At 21, I'll I'll pay for, because I told them I'll take them to New York Prime. You ever been to New York Prime in Boca?
No, no. I don't get up that way that often. I covered FAU for a year, but then
you don't travel. You don't get in a car and go out to. You don't go to Boulder or Palm Beach for restaurants. Really?
I'm in South Dade, so I mean it's kind of far from me. But I mean I've made my way every once in a while to Del Rey, you know, the Ave and Boca as well. But yeah, I mean the same season that I was the backup heat writer, then I was also covering FAU and Lane Kiffin over there. Devin Singletary was on the team.
I have no issues driving for a great restaurant.
Yeah.
I live in West Kendall, dude. I live close to Chrome Avenue off.
Okay, well, yeah. So farther. No, yeah. I mean, it's about an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like an hour and 15-minute drive from my house to New York Prime, but it is so worth every penny of it, bro. Oh God, that food.
Okay.
So
I'll have to try it.
Oh man, the garlic shrimp is the greatest garlic shrimp I have ever tasted in my entire life. Seriously, that appetizer is gold there at New York Prime. But anyway, I'm hoping that Latu falls to Miami, you know, at 21.
Well, if Latu is there, then I'm not thinking any trade down scenario. You just pick him up right there in that spot. If a guy like Latu is there, go for it. And I think Murphy's probably in that category as well. And then Johnny Newton may probably not the same, like where you just don't listen to any calls. He might be the next one, but also I like that he has the chemistry with Austin Clark, the Dolphins defensive line coach. He actually recruited him to Illinois at his job before joining the Dolphins. So there's a little connection for you.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. It looks like free agent moves are probably going to wait till after the draft at this point, right? Because it doesn't seem like they're really trying to sign somebody. They might be, you know, talking to people, but it looks like maybe you're waiting to see what you draft and then to fill the next holes in free agency will be after the draft, right? That's kind of what it looks like right now.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way. Once you get this close to the draft, you're within a week. And you've talked to some free agents, like, for example, the Odell Beckham Jr. offer we know is on the table, as Mike McDaniel has told us. And we know that whole visit week and all that. But even Chris Greer recently told us nothing imminent. So that seems to be the same thing. Like you were saying, nothing imminent a few weeks back. So that seems like it's remained steady the same way. And then now you get to within a week of the draft. Now at this point, you are just kind of maintaining the same areas of need, not making some late addition, and then just deciding, are you going to the draft with those different positions that you might look into? And then you go from there based on whatever you do end up with in the draft. Then you fill up the holes on the back end, which then if you also wait another month, then you get to the post June 1 money from the Xavier Howard release. So that's an extra $18.5 million that the Dolphins
That's when the Tua deal happens.
Yeah, just, I mean, but just by the time on the calendar, I don't know if there's any real correlation as far as just that.
It's just cap space. That's the trigger that now opens it for them to finally finalize that deal and get it done because there was no hurry. You know, it's only media and fan talk. Those sides aren't, they know it's going to get done and they got to work out all the minutia and all the bullshit, but they knew that the timeline was going to be in the summer anyways, you know, leading up to training camp. I mean, come on, dude, it's common sense. You have other work. I mean, Chris Greer told you guys this week that it's like, they even know, hey, we're taking a break in negotiations right now because the draft is a priority now. That's how comfortable that situation is, where you've seen tense situations at times where negotiations are constantly going on no matter what, and people are these people are like, yeah, now we'll take a break. Yeah, it's the draft. We understand you guys got to focus on that. You know what I mean? There's no even selfishness on one side. No, we got to work on this and get this done. You know what I mean? So that's how comfortable they are right now from these two parties. I think parameters are pretty close already, to be quite
honest. Oh, and Big O, contrary to popular belief from some, Tua is showing up to offseason workouts. Remember all these people or a lot of people question whether he would because of the contract uncertainty?
You know,
as we have exhausted on this program, we knew he was going to be showing up to offseason workouts. And now the Dolphins are showing their bucket hat to throws in these offseason workouts. I mean,
hey, the news this week with Chris Greer told there's no deal imminent. They all picked up on the imminent part finally with Odell Beckham. I'm like, yeah, I think we told you something a couple weeks back that it wasn't imminent, bro. Come on, dude. I mean, give me a break. It just gets so ridiculous. You know what I mean? Clearly, Odell wants money, and Miami isn't going to offer money. They don't have to offer money. They're not sitting there competing with a bunch of teams for Odell Beckham because a bunch of teams don't want Odell Beckham. And that's what Odell's dealing with now. It's like, wow, I don't really have a huge market for me. It's only a couple teams interested, and they're not really offering me anything close to what I made last year.
Right. And
reality has kind of hit him in the face. I think they're just waiting for some injury or some kind of desperation, or maybe after the draft, somebody wanted a receiver, they couldn't get it. Now they may go back and try to go for Odell or something like that. I think that's what they're holding out for right now. But it's just one of those things that people want to hurry stuff up. And this process is just, if you know Chris Greer, he doesn't play that game. That's what he's been. He's been one of the most patient GMs we've ever had here.
Yeah, Odell's not sniffing that $15 million that he got from Baltimore last year. And even after a decent season for what you could expect for him at this point, then, he's still not going to be making that. I was actually really surprised when I saw what he made from the Ravens last season. I said, wait, did Ravens pay all that for Odell at this stage? But, I think now, finally, the reality will set in of what his true market is. And maybe he comes around after a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, what else going on in Dolphin Nation that you can fill us in?
Right now it's all about the draft. So, we did speak to Chris Greer just within this past week. But, once we get down to a week within it, then it's all about it. It's Thursday night. It's what they're going to do at 21. And, for me and the Sun Sentinel, I'm going to be also working up a draft locals a piece, so kind of all the South Florida high school guys, whether Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. I always like to do that this time of year because I did it going back to when I was just starting as a full-time sports writer covering high school sports. So a lot of those guys I covered when I was on that beat, or then like when I got to covering UM and I was covering them from a recruiting standpoint. So like Dallas Turner is in this draft, Alabama, St. Thomas Aquinas, and then obviously some Canes like James Williams was such a big prospect coming out of high school. Cam Kitchens was a good prospect, but then took off really with that All-American year at UM and so on and so forth. So, I'll be looking at that as well, in addition to just tracking all the Dolphin stuff going into this this final week.
All right. Follow him on Twitter at @DavidFaronis_ and catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. David, have a great weekend, my brother. We will catch up on Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Thank you. Welton Rayom. These are the guys you need, bro. I mean, these are the left tackles you need. Okay? These guys are going to protect you. And they did it for us when Progressive just was not treating us fairly. And they brought Progressive to their knees. And they've done it for, man, I don't know. It's well over 15 of our listeners, 15, 16, 17, something like that. It's a ridiculous number already that's called Welton Rayom. And already like half of them have had judgments and very satisfactory. Even one of our listeners in Orlando, everybody that calls Jeff Welton and Daniel Rayom, they are for the better. I'm telling you. And unfortunately, DeSantis did not set us up properly for home insurance. So he gave the advantage to the companies, not to us, the consumer. So if you're dealing with bankruptcy, homeowner property damage, condo damage, criminal defense, business owner claims, commercial litigation, personal injury, call the people you can trust. I can trust them. You can trust them. Jeff Welt, Daniel Rayom, 954-966-4646. Save it on that cell phone. 954-966-4646.
This has been another session of the Welton Rayom Miami Dolphins Report with David Veronis. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. They handle complex personal injury claims caused by the fault of another in both state and federal courts. They handle auto, trucking, motorcycle, slip and fall, and bicycle accidents. Call 954-966-4646. Welton Rayom can help.
All right. Bitcoin is right there between 64.5 and 65,000. We had a moment last night where, wait a minute. Yep. It went down to like 59.5. And if you were able to pull the trigger somewhere down there in the 60 range, good for you. Good for you. Let's see. Roderick Freeman, good morning, Big O and Sean. I don't see the Heat winning tonight. Let's see. When I jack, I lowered my price on ETH in this dip. Probably should have gotten more Bitcoin as well, but only so much to go around. Amen. Do what you can, my friend. Do what you can. What else? Hey, Big O, saw a documentary on Bitcoin, and it can even survive a nuclear war. So now that's no excuse not to. You know, you can send Bitcoin without internet, too. So just people have to understand, you know, they don't get it. It's, you know, this is the best currency in the world. I keep telling you, I've been telling you for over 3 years now. And, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I'm not a financial advisor. You know that. I know that. But I haven't been wrong. So Joseph says, thank you for your honesty. I appreciate you, sir. Because there's a lot of people that can't handle the honesty. Brian Landis in. I'm watching WWE over the Heat tonight. Are you doing that too, Sean? Wow. Rob says, who's that girl? Let's see. When people or idiots debate about Tua, my only answer is if you can find a better QB, I'm all ears. Great QBs do not grow on tree. Tua works really hard in the offseason and he gets better. Yeah. You're going to have your haters, whatever, man. The Heat are still playing basketball this season. Well, kind of, Nico, you know, kind of. Dustin Ross says, Big O, good morning from the beautiful Adirondacks Mountains. You and Sean are coming up here on my dime. Let's make it happen. Wow. That would be nice. Broadcasting out there. Well, Dustin, our business number, if you want to fly us out there, because I've never been there, neither has Sean. That would be cool. You got a business? 786-754-4664. That's 786-754-4664. That's our business number, Dustin. Adirondacks Mountains. Let's go. That would be beautiful scenery. Look at that. Sean putting up the billboard and everything. Cosa Nostra. Yeah, by the way, do you have strong internet there? Because you got to have strong internet there. Thing Blue Dodgers, Pablo Diaz, Bulls in a blowout. Wow. I think it'll be close, actually. If it's a blowout, man, Pablo, I'll be really depressed tonight for that. I mean, I can't, you know what? Not even a Heat loss can actually, it'll have me a little sad, just a little bit. The halving's going on, bro. There's too much on the line. It's just, no. There's so much good coming out of this today that I just, you know, nothing can ruin my my halving. Nothing.
Would you be mad if they reach for Xavier? Yes, yes, in the first round for sure, dude. Yes, yes, I would be mad. Yeah, I'm not drafting a 150-pound receiver in the first round. Not when you can get a foundational piece for your D or O line, bro. Are you kidding me? Miami needs to win up front, my brother. We have enough speed. How much more do you need? You don't need more. You need to start hitting people in the mouth, my brother. We need more of that. Less of the finesse, more of the physicalness. Okay? Big O, for sports humor, so we can all laugh, and you as well, who would you pick hanging out in Vegas for four-day weekend? Antonio Brown, Lawrence Taylor, Dennis Rodman. But bro, what do you want to do, kill me? Everybody there is doing some kind of drug, and Lawrence Taylor's going trying to find 15-year-old girls to bang. Antonio Brown is like a sick human being. You know, wow, I don't want to hang out with any of those people. I'll go Dennis Rodman. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think I'll have to talk too much to Dennis. Antonio Brown and Lawrence Taylor, I want nothing to do with that. You know, Dennis Rodman's kind of a disaster, but he's kind of on his own. But Antonio Brown and Lawrence Taylor hurt other people. So I'm going to go Dennis Rodman. And, you know, he's probably just going to sit in a corner and drink. He'll say something stupid every once in a while, and I'll just nod my head. Tyrone Hall says, let's go Bulls. Super V is in the house. Jimmy equivalent to X at the end of his career. Yeah, kind of, a little bit. Lenny says, good morning, Big O, Sean, and the rest of you. Like the old saying goes, you reap what you sow. This is what they get for taking the regular season so lightly. This is all on Jimmy. Yep. Ray says, QAM will never say that. They'll just say Hero and Bam need to step up. Yeah, no, of course. Crazy. They'd be nervous with the team on the station. They had a nice run, but it's over. No Butler or Rozier. Doesn't even matter. You're not beating Boston. Yep. No, yeah, they're done. JC's in it with me. Lenny says, thank you for being real to the fan base, Big O. The main reason why I've been listening to you since your QAM days. Thank you. As much as fans don't want to admit, Jimmy got what he deserved. Well, karma bit him in the ass. That's for sure. Adam Sadowski, Willie Jean. Bam is just overworked, power forward, being asked to do too much. Willie, yeah, my brother, Dwayne Wade did a ton too, and he kept going until he couldn't go anymore. And Bam just doesn't have it in him. He's a great role player. That's what he is. Oscar says, let's tank then. Yeah, there's nothing to tank at this point. Offensive rebounding killed the heat of the game. Yeah, and turnovers, and they're, you know, eventually the lesser team lost. You know, the better team won. Chimp Shock says, oh, should I convert ETH to Bitcoin? No, sir. You should continue to buy ETH and buy, if you have any money, buy Bitcoin. Don't be converting to the other or anything like that. ETH is going to go up to $10,000-$15,000, dude. Okay, I think it easily gets to 7 or 10 in this run. So think about it. It's at 3,000 something. Okay. So if I think it'll go to 7 to 10, then that means it's going to flip a couple of times. It's at 3,000. So if it goes to 10, it flips three times over. In order for Bitcoin to flip three times over at this point, you would have to get to $190,000, my man. So you have a better chance of flipping ETH three times first before you flip Bitcoin. Comprende, compadre? So stay with ETH because your money will grow faster at the moment. If you have money for extra money, then throw it in Bitcoin. That's all. I wish you would have done it last night when it went down to 59.60. It was like, oh my God, the halving is tomorrow and this thing went down to 60. I'm buying more. The only thing I screwed up, I got to admit, I screwed up last night because I bought some at 60. And then I think I got it like at 60.2. Okay. So 60,200 and it was dropping into the 59s. And so I said, let me save a little bit more. And if it drops a couple more, then I'll buy again. I'll buy it a little lower. And it didn't. And it just returned and then it just took off. And I'm like, all right, I'm out. What can I do? I try to lower the average of the portion that I have right there that I want to show you guys, because that's all the Cash App example that I'm showing you guys. So, but it was no, I wouldn't convert it, my man. I would not do that. That's a waste of money. You're not going to make nearly your money like you will with ETH. Be patient. By the way, here's the other thing you should do. Open an Exodus account. What's the name? Chimp Shock. Open an Exodus account. And stake all your ETH, bro. You get like 4%, 5%. So you're getting free ETH. And you're adding it to your ETH. And it's growing. Free ETH. So go to Exodus. Make sure when you download it, keep your seed words, your 12 seed words, in the order they are and all that. Don't put it on the internet in any way. Not on an email. Nothing. Write it down. Keep it somewhere safe. And then... then use stake your Exodus there, bro, and make your Exodus, you know, pay off for itself. Have it work for you, man. So you should do. Heat Culture's Alonzo Mourning. Lift some weights and play some defense. Oh, man. All right. Let's get to it. Hour number two is next. Don't forget, man, if you go to Caneswear, use our code BIGO10. You will get 10% off. So you want to buy a Messi jersey, a UM jersey. You want to go get a Heat shirt, Panthers. Man, we got the Panthers in the playoffs. You want to get a sharp Panthers hat or something. Go to Caneswear, man. Caneswear.com or go to 2655 South University Drive in Davie. Use our code BIGO10. You will get 10% off. And if you go online and you order over $99, you will also get free shipping. Jeff and the boys, man, they ship it out quickly, man. Nobody works harder than those guys. Hour number two, Manny Navarro joins us next.